last week, we caught up with a listener who called himself Mr. Manager. He had been dating one of his coworkers for the past year. Now, I don't know if like he got elevated to management and then, you know, while he was already dating her. I can't remember that. Do you remember?
I don't remember that either.
Yeah.
Either way, he's her manager.
Yeah, he's her manager, and the relationship is a secret.
Right. And now the bad news was he just realized that he was notified that she was on the list of people he was going to have to let go.
Yeah, and apparently it was a thing where he was notified that, all right, these people are going to have to be let go by Friday.
Close of business Friday.
Yeah. Right, Friday, which would have been last week. And so he didn't really know how to handle it. And, you know, I know there were several listeners who suggested maybe giving her a heads up.
You know, being in management, that's, you can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not necessarily you're allowed to. I mean, maybe some companies have policies against that, but it's more just the implications that could happen if you do. And you know, it's like the moral thing of it. It's like you want to tell them, hey, this is going to happen. So, you know, maybe prepare yourself. But at the same time, so many things could go wrong.
Well, he didn't know how she was going to react. Like, if he gave her a heads up, she'd go tell everybody else.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and he was also afraid she was going to blame him for not saving her job.
Or you know, if he does, and he's kind of in a rock and a hard place, because if he doesn't say anything to her and he sits across the table and has to let her go, then it's like, oh, so you kept this a secret from
me. Exactly. How long have you known this?
Right, exactly. Yeah. And so I can understand her upset.
Sure.
Her being upset, you know, in the moment there for sure.
It's just a bad position to be in.
It is. And that's why you don't put the pen in the company ink.
Okay, but that, listen, hindsight's 20/20. Here we are. What do we do?
Yeah, so like I said, a lot of people were suggesting maybe trying to line up some interviews for her behind the scenes. Maybe trying to, maybe if you go the route of telling her beforehand, you know, trying to express that it's out of your control.
You cannot tell anybody.
Yeah, you can't tell anybody, all that stuff.
I'm risking my job telling you.
All right, so anyways, we did reach back out, and Mr. Manager was kind enough to respond. We have that for you coming up next.
The first line is, I think I messed up.
Okay.
So there's that. Grab snacks.
All right, the update from Mr. Manager.
Hey, guys. So I think I messed up. Unfortunately, things got worse. So I think some of your listeners suggested I give her some notice that it was going to happen.
Okay.
I decided to give her a heads up. She was losing her job on Wednesday. Now, I was hoping that by doing so, it wouldn't be a shock to her. We might be able to talk about it, spin it to finding her a better job. Okay. That's not what happened.
Oh.
I told her. She lost it.
Oh.
She blamed me for not fighting for her and said that if she was going, that I should quit in solidarity.
Oh.
I told her I couldn't do that, but that she would need to keep it quiet until Friday.
Mm-hmm.
She asked me who else was getting fired. And I think in hindsight, I shouldn't have told her.
Oh.
But I was thinking in the moment, if I told her, that she would feel comfort knowing she wasn't the only one.
Oh my gosh.
That is not what happened.
Oh my gosh.
She started texting all of the other people to let them know. It blew up so much. My bosses called me and told me, because everyone found out, we were going to have to let them go a day early on Thursday, so that was terrible.
Uh-huh.
Then I got called in Friday and got let go.
What?
So, yeah, I messed up. My girlfriend isn't talking to me, and now we're both looking for new jobs.
Oh, wow.
I will say that I've learned a valuable lesson in all of this, and I'll be better for it in the future.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, I know you guys didn't tell me to tell her, and that it was some of your listeners, so I don't blame you all.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I realized that I got myself into the situation because I dated an employee, and I won't be doing that again.
Mm.
Thanks. the former Mr. Manager.
Oh my gosh, that totally took a wild turn.
I didn't think that is about as worst case scenario as you can get. Yeah.
Now, here's the thing that maybe he didn't explain or say, or maybe doesn't know. It may not be a result of what happened. It may be he was on the list anyways, but they were having him do the dirty work, and then they were going to let him go too. I've seen that happen.
Really?
Yes. I've seen in our industry, I've seen that happen.
Really?
Where a bot, like an EVP will come in and let the manager go, or the EVP will tell the manager, all right, these people have got to go. And so the manager will let them go. And then the EVP comes in and goes, all right, you got to go too. And it's just like,
that's
wow.
Beyond savage.
Yeah, it is. So I mean, that could be the case, or it could just be that, hey, you broke policy. We can't have you. Or like they found out he was fraternizing with an employee.
Yes, all of it.
And then just decided, all right, well, you know, this is because of you. This firestorm
like
is because of
him
you.
Because of what he did.
Maybe.
Oh, gosh. But I love that he's already spinning it in a positive way.
Yeah,
like,
that's
you
good.
Know what?
That's
I'm
good.
Learning from this.
Yes.
I'm moving onward and upward. And not going to date anybody I work with from now on. Lesson learned. I'm going to find something even better. Although that does make it a little challenging once the reason that you're looking for a job, they always ask, right? Or can I, what about references?
Like, well, you can, you can't talk to my girlfriend.
You can't really talk to my former bosses either.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I'm sure, you know, it does sound like he learned, and it does sound like he's going to be moving forward, at least trying to. So,
yes.
So thank you for getting back to us. I know it was probably tough.
Oh, yeah. All of this stings in lots of different ways.
Yep.
Totally get that. And, you know, you didn't even have to follow up with all that.
No, you could have just ghosted us.
You could just be sitting there wallowing in all your misery right now, but you're choosing to, you know,
to own it.
Look at it.
Yep.
Yep, own it. Look at it in positive light. And thank you for following up with us. We appreciate it.
So I would love to hear the I dodged a bullet sort of stories. Like, I can't believe I didn't get fired.
Oh, okay.
I realize Mr. Manager didn't.
And he
got let go.
Were you a Mr. Manager and it turned out better for you? Let us know.
well, I would like, because so many of us have those stories where they're like, I cannot believe I didn't get fired. Like, I have one here that on this very radio station.
Just one?
But
I can think of several.
Do you think, really?
Several vehicles wrecked.
Okay,
on the air.
Okay.
The consultant was listening.
All right. We're going to have to go down all the laundry list, Kelly, of reasons I should be fired. But yes, I can't believe I haven't gotten fired stories.
Is there a new one? I want to hear it.
No. I mean, you kind of just said all the stories.
Did I say all of them? Okay.
That
I
was going to.
More detail, because that's fun.
Sure. Anyways, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your I can't believe I didn't get fired for that story. All right. We'll get to those next.